What do we want people to become? Or what does a fully formed, mature disciple of Jesus look like?
So we're looking at building the values that will help define this church plan. And the first set of values that we're going to build are biblical ones. That is, answering the question, well, what does the Bible tell us that God is looking for in His people and His church?
So what we're trying to express here, what we're trying to capture, is what the Bible is calling us to lead our churches and those God has given us to shepherd towards. They're biblical descriptions of who it is that God is shaping us to be in the Lord Jesus, both individually and corporately. And another way of asking this would be the question, what do we want people to become? Or what does a fully formed, mature disciple of Jesus look like? Now, articulating the answer to that question will help shape what we do and how we do it within a biblical framework as we pursue the biblical vision that we've identified.
So you mentioned before that with the vision, one of the principles was that it needed to live in the present and the future at the same time. Are you saying that's the same for values?
Yeah, I think it is. That's exactly right. It's the now and it's the not yet. As we do this, there's a sense in which this is an incredibly simple process as we identify this, as all we're really looking to describe is what does it look like for people to come to know Jesus and grow to be like Him? And the Bible's rich in that description. So it's the end point of what that looks like as well as the present. What does a person who follows Jesus look like? What is the end point for it? But there is a complexity to it in trying to capture the main biblical themes in such a way that they're both clear enough to understand while not being so overwhelming in number or obscurity that they're not useful in the day-to-day life of church.
Now, Reach Australia has a set of biblical values, our outcomes that we've identified. We've put all the information in the links in the show notes, but what we've tried to do is capture the framework of understanding what a fully formed disciple looks like in the context of the local church. In this understanding, the fully made disciple is on mission, is serving, deep in the word, Godwardly attentive, and all of this has a corporate dimension.
Now, we'll make this available and you can read up more. I think this is a helpful clarification, helpful assembly of some of the key themes that we see in the Bible. It's driven, it's powered by the word. There's mission, there's service, there's Godward attentive, there's corporate. Now, it may be people identify other streams, other themes within it. That's absolutely fine. This is principles drawn out of the Bible. This is not the Bible itself. And so I've seen other people talk about it. So there's aspects of different aspects that they would put in there. Yeah. Absolutely fine. But where you're trying to go with this as you're articulating it, each of these biblical values here, you're trying to get them in such a place where they reflect both the Bible themselves, but can connect with the people that you're communicating them to. And then you can see in these diagrams, they're broken down into the different biblical aspects that make them up. And once you've articulated them, they then begin to inform the biblical values, the framework and the goal, the present and the future, that you will structure your church around. They shape and inform us as to how and what we do, as well as beginning to give some tangible outcomes for what it is we're going to track to see whether we're actually moving towards this vision in the way we've agreed that we need to move forward.
Yeah. So at this point, your goal is to begin thinking into and to decide on, well, what are the biblical values in your church? It might be that you land at a similar place to Reach Australia. You might land elsewhere. That's completely fine. But wherever it is, the question you want to keep asking is this how the Bible has described what a fully formed disciple of Jesus looks like? Is this what God is calling me to nurture in His disciples? Well, you are deep in the Planting Australia podcast. It's great to have you with us. They've done well, haven't they?
Very, very impressive.
Derek, who would you recommend sharing this podcast with? Keep going.
Well, let me just go through my contacts book.
Your poor sons.
Here's why. But obviously, the people that we originally wrote this for are people who are moving towards planting. But we're hoping this is a blessing to a whole bunch of other people. if you've got your church planting team, if that's where you're at, share it with them. Get them to read through this stuff and think through it with you. Best way to carry them along the journey. If you're in a church where you've got apprentices or you've got young leaders, throw it at them. See what they do. See how far they get through. Share it on social media. Our hope isn't that lots of people listen to this podcast necessarily. Our hope is that through the podcast, we see hundreds more churches evangelized into existence and hundreds more leaders through the Reach Development Program in order to reach the millions of people who don't know Jesus. That's my hope. So share it. GenevaPush.com/Planning Australia.
So every time you say, yeah, that's great or something, I'm like, yeah, you said it. Like, you know.
That's like, so insightful.
Yeah, great.